I do a little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing.
I'm a patriot. I love this country.
Oh, no!
We're talking about the fun he's having on his show.
You enjoy it. You get a kick out of it.
What's the secret? How does he do it?
Helen, are you ready?
Thank you. Go Dodgers. Go Ducks.
Helen.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome. Put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. I can be center field.
Every day, Coach Ron Tunick talks about the internet, careers, wine, food, and style, real estate, construction, and financial stuff. It's time for Driving Home with a Coach in the Business of Life on AM 1400 KKZZ. Now, here's the coach, Ron Tunick.
I'm here, and wow, a nice show there, Mrs. Kim Pacano. Welcome to KVTA and the Business of Life on the show. Yeah, on the show, on KVTA, number one talk radio show in all of Southern California, from Santa Monica to Santa Maria, tuned in right at the time that I want to say this, that Cody Herman, who just graduated from Rio Mesa High School, is dedicating his life to us. He just joined, well, he gets selected to the United States Marine Corps, so we're dedicating the whole next 2 hours to Cody Herman. He's putting everything on the line so we can go to sleep tonight in peace and harmony, knowing that young men like this, right here from Southern California, right here from Ventura County, is dedicating his life. What a patriot. And to you and your family, Cody Herman, thank you. And when you graduate from boot camp, I want you to come on the air, and we'll do a quick little interview and find out what it's like to be a United States Marine. So today on the show, we call The Business Life. I've got a great 2 hours ahead. It's an inspirational, motivational show that I've been doing for years, trying to inspire you to do better in your life, working hard to make you think sometimes. Look, you've got me between your ears today. If you're driving, no texting, no drinking, be safe. But you've got me between the ears. So when you have me between the ears, like you do, it's simple that we need repetition of good ideas. We need good ideas, period. Maybe a word, a phrase, an idea might change your life. You never know. You just never know. So what we've got ahead? Coming up here, a friend of mine, Shannon Rose, who is in the Hollywood business. I thought we would talk about, the movie The Avengers when he comes on. We'll talk about Hollywood. Tommy, I don't get, maybe I'm aging myself, I don't get The Avengers, but that's me. Obviously, I'm the only one in the world that hasn't, because it's broken, I think, the all-time record for making money in the first 3 weeks. So maybe you and I have been trying to figure out how to start a business. Maybe you ought to start making movies, Tommy.
It'd be a good way to go. But I will say I thoroughly enjoyed The Avengers. Saw it with a family, and we had a blast. It was good, tongue-in-cheek, a lot of action. I'm not into the, what would you say, fantasy thing much, but they buttoned it up well. It was a very entertaining blockbuster of a flick.
That's interesting. Because I see you as a kind of a old-fashioned conservative type guy. So the fact that you liked it, maybe I need to get my butt out there and check it out.
It certainly isn't The Godfather, but for its genre, it was great.
Don't call me when I'm on the air. I'm on the air. Don't call me. Call me back later. Bye. That's how I roll, Tommy.
Very nicely done.
All right, so the bottom line is when Shannon comes on, we'll talk about Hollywood. It's funny, the other night my wife and I were talking about where are the big summer blockbuster hits. Well, there it is. The Avengers came on, and I guess there's a couple of others. Do you and Colleen go to movies?
We now base it all on what the kids would like, so yes, we do a lot of matinees, but we're not seeing the mature adult movies that are, you know, more thoughtful, perhaps. We go for action and what the kids would find fun.
Yeah, I mean, you know, where's the Bridges of Madison County? I mean, where are some of these, great story movies?
Good question. I haven't seen anything of the caliber of Godfather, Annie Hall, Cuckoo's Nest. You know, there have been so many excellent movies, but it's true. Now we tend to go there just to drain our brain and have a fantasy rather than a story.
and pay popcorn.
Boy.
Yeah.
Boy.
Unbelievable.
You got four kids, and I'll tell you, at a matinee price at one of the cheaper theaters, if you've got four kids and you're careful, you might get away with $45 to $50.
Yes. When Shannon comes on, I don't know how I feel about that. As a capitalist and an entrepreneur, I get it. The profit structure and the drinks are probably close to 90%, popcorn maybe 95%. Good for them. Good for them. But you just nailed it. It's the same thing you and I have talked about over the years, going to the ball game. When you and I used to go to the Dodger game years ago, we could get in for a $7, $8, $10 ticket, $1.25 hot dog. Today, taking a family four to the Dodgers, what are you looking at, $200 or $300?
Yeah, it's probably on the cheap seats. You could probably get away with about $150, but you would be frugal. And guess what? Your guest is here.
Oh, okay. Well, let me welcome Shannon Rose. I want to keep you and Shannon on the line, Tommy. On the show, we call The Business Life. We're live here, KVTA here on the weekends, 15:20 a.m., from Santa Monica to Santa Maria. Shannon, welcome to Southern California. Shannon Rose, how are you?
Thank you. I apologize. With the technologies we have it today, my phone died, as I use it all the time, but now I'm calling you, so I'm here.
Perfect. No reason to apologize. You'll be on the show many, many times. You've been on my show many times before. Say hi to Tommy Spence, my producer.
How you doing, Tommy?
Very well, thank you.
We were just talking about the Avengers. I want to ask you about Hollywood. I want to ask you about the Avengers, but we just took a little side road to ticket prices, and we started with the fact that taking a family of four to the movies today is $40 to $50. And being a capitalist and entrepreneur, I'm all for it. Good for you, the management and owners of these theaters, that you can get us to cough up that kind of money. And then I went to going to a Dodger game with a family of four, somewhere between, on the cheap side, $150 to $200. I'm just wondering, Shannon, if we are pricing the middle class and other economic classes out of the pleasure of getting involved in the sports world, the entertainment business. There has to be a little different business model. Otherwise, it's going to turn out to be nothing but the so-called 1% that are going to be paying for everything.
Well, here's what you don't take into account, Coach. Also, some people don't know this, that now when you go, you're paying for an IMAX movie. Sometimes they only have 3D movies, so they're forcing you to pay more money. And then it's, the other day I went, and usually I go to complimentary movies at times to screen them, but sometimes I do have to pay. And I went to this one movie, and they're like, oh, there's charge for this. And then they said, well, if you want to upcharge it, you can sit in a chair and it moves. Actually, I tried it out. It's actually pretty cool. But it's just, all it is like a moving simulator, and you're in a chair and it moves. But it's adding up all the time. It used to be where the only additional cost or, the popcorn, the candy and whatnot. But now it's for an IMAX. It's for the 3D. And then, again, they're trying to force it upon you because it's the only way you can see the movie these days, because most movies are going towards the 3D type thing.
Yeah, well said. Shannon Rose and the coach here on the show we call The Business Live. Tommy's running everything on KVTA in Southern California from Santa Monica to Santa Maria. We call it the number one talk radio station because it is. All right, so Shannon, let me go back to the first question I had of Tommy. I said to my wife a couple of weeks ago, where's the summer blockbusters? All of a sudden, the Avengers has broken all the records for a new movie, third all time. Tommy saw it. He liked it. Did you see it?
I saw the Avengers. Let me tell you this. It was the best movie so far this year as far as excitement, suspense. If you're a kid, I even came dressed up. I'm not going to admit, only on your show, I'll say I went even dressed up. I didn't paint myself green, but I did wear, brought a hammer like Thor. But anyways, I'm not going to go into that. But here's the thing is that, it's one of those movies, and also you don't want to leave during the credits because something happens. And they're going to make more. They're already making Iron Man 3. They're actually, I'm a casting director here in Florida, and I work in Hollywood and out your way, too. And right here in Florida, because of the fact that we get a tax break along with New Orleans, and they're filming Iron Man 3 already, and I hopefully will get the chance to cast that. But, yeah, it's the movie of the summer. But also coming up, we have Batman, we have Spider-Man, but knocked off its pedestal. I didn't think it was going to get knocked off that easy, was Men in Black, and along came the dark horse, the Snow White movie.
All right, so I'm not going to see any of them because it's not my style. I'm looking for the old-fashioned Western. And look, I'm not a good guy to I'm too old-fashioned to
You're not
going
to go to a sentimental
movies,
movie and cry?
Huh?
No, Coach? You're not going to go see a chick flick?
No, I do. Shannon, that's what I go. My wife drags me to the chick. No, that's what I do go watch. But let me ask you a question. You're in the business. Where is the good old Western? Where is the good old story like The Bridges of Madison County? Where are some of these?
That's
where
my
is
favorite
the Godfather?
Movie, by the
way. Where's the Godfather movie?
Well, I tell you, word now, it's almost like I want to use a car wreck type of scene as far as you're always looking towards the fast-paced, the odd movies that are coming out. But there is, I thought I saw a preview, and I can't think of the name of the movie. There is a cowboy movie that's coming out. They come and go. And see, that's the thing. They're so different that they win awards. There's one with, I'm trying to think of the name of the actors. They haven't been in the game in a while. I can't think of their name right now. But I tell you what, those cowboy movies, people still do like them. Because when they're out, they're winning awards and they're bringing people to the theaters, especially the people that are big fans of those.
Coach, True Grit just won, a year, 2 years ago?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It's one of the movies.
Yeah, no, I know. Talking to Shannon Rosen, the coach on the show, we call The Business Life. Great lineup here on KVTA all day, all weekend long on KVTA. If this is your first time to the station, you will be more than entertained and informed and inspired. It's just a great lineup starting at 7 in the morning with Ken May, and then we've got the 8:05 show, and then Dr. Mitchell Perry, and then Ronald Grant, Kim Pacano, my show, and we just keep going here in the number one talk radio station here in Ventura County, serving all of Southern California from Santa Monica to Santa Maria, 1520 on your dial. Going to take a quick little break. We're going to come back and talk to Shannon about Hollywood. I've got some questions about what's coming up in the future. I've got some questions about how many movies. Here's your question, Shannon. How many movies does it actually take a producer to make before we even see one on the screen? I heard it's something like 20-1 that people invest millions and millions of dollars. They never get their movie seen. So what does it take? We'll find out from somebody that knows. His name is Shannon Rose. Electric Media is his company. We'll be right back on the show we call The Business Life, brought to you by Uproar. If you go to Uproar.pro, you'll see what they do. They're a company that I'm involved with, so there's a disclaimer right there. I'm involved with the company. They build applications for the smartphone. So all the big boys, you've got a smartphone, you've got a Droid or iPhone, you've got applications in there. That's what they build. Now they're building them for you, the medium-sized, the mom-and-pop business, anybody. If you've got a service business, go to Uproar.com or call the coach. You can reach me. If you've got a pencil, you can call me about Uproar, 866-222-2112. That's my number, 866-222-2112. I promise to return your phone call. We're going to come right back. My long-term sponsors, Troop Real Estate, Yolanda's. It just goes on and on. They keep me on the air. I hope you like what we do. We'll be right back on The Business of Life.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size.
Yolanda's Mexican Cafe has been serving Ventura County the finest in Mexican food and drink for 25 years. Visit one of their four family-friendly locations in Oxnard at 1601 South Victoria Avenue, Ventura at 2753 East Main Street, Camarillo at 86 Daly Drive, and in Simi Valley at 590 East Los Angeles Avenue. They've been voted the best margaritas, best happy hour, best Mexican food, and best salsa bar in Ventura County in a survey by the Ventura Star newspaper and the Reporter News magazine over the last 10 years. Each one of their restaurants has its own personality, with beautiful decor and also beautiful artwork. Yolanda's friendly staff is always available to assist in providing an enjoyable experience when you dine with them. Yolanda's has been serving their customers the finest Mexican food since February 1982. Please visit their website at yolandasmexicancafe.com to see the many menu choices. Come share in and the experience of Yolanda's Mexican Cafe, the best Mexican restaurant in Ventura County. Yolanda's.
Are you tired of paying too much for your health insurance? Hello, everybody. This is Coach Ron Tunick. My insurance agent is Jim Nickel, and I buy my insurance from Jim. Hello, Jim. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Thanks, Coach. You know, after 18 years in business helping folks with a common sense approach to insurance and financial services, I can save you a lot of money on your health insurance. Just call Nickel Insurance and Financial at 642-1775 for a free checkup.
Troop Real Estate, with 12 conveniently located offices and 600 professional Troop agents to serve you. Troop specializes in bank foreclosures and short sales. So call or stop by any Troop office for a free list of all the foreclosures and short sales in the region. Record low interest rates and low prices makes now the perfect time to buy. With virtual tours on all Troop listings at www.troop.com. Troop does more and does it better. Go with the number one real estate brokerage in Ventura County. Troop Real Estate.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Business of Life. My very special friend, the CEO of Electric Media. Electric Media Productions. Shannon Rose, welcome back to the show. We call the Business of Life on KVTA here in Southern California. Beautiful, incredibly beautiful Southern California. So before I took this quick little break brought to you by Uproar.pro, check them out. If you want to look like a pro, you need a smartphone application. My question was this. People spend millions and millions of dollars, and what? Is it 1 in 20 that movies get picked up?
Well, I tell you what, you know, with Eclectic Media Productions and my PR firm, also I'm known as Mr. Hollywood, I work within Hollywood circles. And, you know, a lot of these people, they're the people that have the money, or that we call the, in wrestling circles, the money marks, that just want to dish out their money and throw out a movie out there and not really think about that it's going to work or not work. And here's the thing. You've got to be able to read the audience. You know, where are we at in life? You know, and it's so funny that when somebody puts out a movie, they put tons of money, and then the other studios, and, you know, it just timely, they put out the same, like when they had, was it Armageddon? And then another movie just came out right by it. So it's just funny how, you know, everything is timed to the same type of movie comes out. And we go through periods. Right now we're going through the comic book period where, you know, we're going to have a bunch of comic book movies. Last year and this year we did. So, and it's going to continue because they're already self-produced scripts. Because a lot of them is just getting a writing, you know, that script. That's what a lot of times they pay for, that perfect script. And, of course, these scripts are already made for comic book movies because they're in the comic books already. So, and then, of course, you know, it's about, I don't think Hollywood has an original type of idea. We're rehashing things. You know, we brought the Transformers back and all that. And I'm starting to sound old here, but it's very noisy. When I'm in the theater, especially Transformers, the whole time you're like, your heart's coming out of your chest. And I went to go see Men in Black, and I really, of all the Men in Blacks, this was the best one, story-wise. And, you know, really they can't top themselves, though, because everything looks the same now because, you know, they didn't really try anything new special effects-wise. I just felt like I saw the same old special effects, but the story was much better. But the trailer, I saw the prequel to Alien, which is coming out this weekend. And I tell you this, you know, the thing scared me because of the fact you not only get the 3D, you get the IMAX. I'm not trying to sell the 3D IMAX. But, you know, they really have come up in ways of special effects just trying to really get down your throat and making you feel like you're a part of the movie.
When 3D comes to our TVs at home, that's going to be pretty special. Is that anytime soon?
I don't know if that's going to work, though, just like plasma really didn't work. You know, I think high def did, you know, or HD. And so I think they try things. I don't know if 3D is going to work because, really, do you want to watch every single thing in 3D? After a while, your eyes kind of, you know, go out of whack.
We're talking to Shannon Rose, everybody, talking about Hollywood. He's known as Mr. Hollywood. He's been on the show many times. He'll be back many times on the show we call The Business Life, KVTA, Santa Monica to Santa Maria. If you're just tuning in, I'm honored that you would take your time. Where does this money come from? I mean, so if you're a rich doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, you got throwaway money. Do you find a producer like yourself? How does all this money get put together?
Well, what I do is actually I cast the people in it. I work with the producers or production companies. But I think the money that you want to find is just people that are, you know, that are going to back it, that are going to donate, they're going to backers, you know, the donations come in for those type of movies. what's working lately are independent movies, which really don't have, you know, the foundations where the actors put their time, their money, invest in it, because they know it's not only going to get them perhaps a nod for an Oscar, but also it may be one of those dark horses, you know, that will do well in the box office, which a lot of them eventually do, especially if they get an Academy Award for it.
All right, with these off-Broadway or small Broadway plays, but if you have an off movie, I mean, the kind of stuff that Tom Spence goes in, I would never go in one of those little dark theaters, but what is the Sunrise Festival, or what's the thing in Utah every year where there's smaller movies?
Well, they have them all over the country.
Sundance. Thank you, Tommy. Those are the movies Tommy goes and sees. So do these smaller movies make any money?
Right, in the Cannes Festival or Cannes Festival. Not Star Trek. But, you know, the Cannes Festival, some people say Cannes. In France, that is the originator, and then Sundance, and then we have the little ones like in Florida, Hollywood, and they have their own, each one. But I tell you what, you know, they work, and people wait sometimes to see what movies do well. And what's interesting now, Cannes and Sundance are starting to do mainstream movies instead of just independents. I don't know if we're doing less independent, but they're doing mainstream and independent movies there also. But yeah, the movie makers, the movie industry people, the movie critics such as myself, look at them to see what is picked among the best movies there, because people generally will flock on the independent movies that do well at those festivals.
Interesting. Shannon Rose is his name. He knows what he's doing. He's considered Mr. Hollywood around the country. He owns his own media production company. So in Hollywood going forward, what is the next year look like?
Well, the next year looks like this. Again, we're coming up on we're already hitting the summer movies big. We had The Hunger Games starting out, Men in Black, Avengers, and Madagascar is coming out, the prequel to Alien. So there's a lot of big-time movies, Batman, Spider-Man still left. So I think right now, I don't know, I haven't heard too much that's coming out for the Christmas time, or maybe they're just holding out for that. Because right now they're just blowing up everything with all these different movies coming out. One, you know, they're almost competing against each other. So the movie, the actual production companies or the movie people are a little off by doing it so many close together, because they're, you know, it's not going to help each other. Because you want to be the ultimate movie and rake in that money. And of course, one of the gentlemen that is helping out the industry, he's known as the person that takes a franchise that's doing bad and making it good. And we're talking about The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. He's making tons of money right now, and he's been in a bunch of movies, and they're bringing him out there. He's wanted by all of them because, again, if you may have a flailing type of thing, and then suddenly you bring in The Rock, and he, I don't know why.
This is the ex-wrestler This is the ex-wrestler. I'm built like he is. Why don't you cast me in something? So you're a casting director. What would you cast the old coach in? What movie could we put me in?
Well, I tell you what, you would be the guy that stars with Robin Williams, and in front of the classroom, you'd be like a teacher. And you would teach, and you'd be that inspiration, like Lean on Me.
Yeah.
And you'd get the school to come, you know, behind you to you lead them into a certain, a movie. You'd be the inspirational person.
Well, I'm dedicating the show today to a young man, Shannon. His name is Cody Herman. He's a young man that's graduated last night, actually, from Rio Mesa High School right here in Southern California. And he was going into the United States Marines, Shannon, in August. And I just wanted to give a shout-out to him and his family. You know, our country, and I always take a minute to salute the flag and do something we call the Patriot Minute. So I'm dedicating the show to Cody Herman today, because here's a young man that is going to go in the United States Marines. He was accepted. You have to be accepted in the Marines. Not everybody can make the Marine Corps. So he got accepted in the Marines. He's going to dedicate certainly the next few years of his life making sure that all of us go to sleep at night. And here's a young man that has understood growing up because of his mom and dad how important patriotism is and the love of our flag. So big shout-out to you, Cody Herman. Thank you for what you're going to do for our country. I just had to say that, Shannon. I just had to say that, pal.
Definitely. My nephew is actually he's overseas right now, so my hat's off of him, and he's my hero also.
Yeah, these young men, I don't know where they come from, probably good families like the Herman family here. in Camarillo. But wow, what an honor to have a kid like this represent everything that's great about this country. So casting, my God, that to me, editing and casting, getting the right people. Like my favorite television show is The Big Bang Theory. Do you watch that show?
Oh, I love that show.
That's my favorite show.
I'm a nerd.
Whoever casted that movie, whoever got Sheldon Cooper to become Sheldon Cooper, and the rest of them, my God, that's the winner.
Mm-hmm. And it brought back, because we were losing out to reality shows, because reality shows is kind of cheap to cast because, you know, they're brand new unknowns. But that show has brought back, like, modern, you know, all the family-type elements. It's a family-type show to a certain extent. And they're making geeks cool again, and that's what I like about it.
So if I wanted to get in a movie, how do I go about finding a casting director? How do I go about doing this? Tell us.
Well, normally, I work directly with the production companies. So normally you would actually try to find either an on-camera acting school, which I do also, or you would try to find an agency in your local area to get with them to see. I usually tell people and I recommend start on to be an extra, and then eventually you'll get to be a featured extra. And also try to get in commercials, infomercials, do testimonials, but learn your craft. Look online. That's the thing. When I started out in the industry, we didn't have online back in the day, but now you have the facilities to be able to learn how to do a monologue, learn how to do a cold read, have that so when you go for an audition, you're prepared, because if you're not prepared and they, you know, that other person that knows how to do it, has done auditions and booked before, is going to get it before you.
Yo, baby, you're looking at them. Come on, get me into something. Nobody could BS better than the coach, could they?
Nope, nobody can.
Nobody can. So cast me into something. Get me into something. Now, extras, here we are in the backyard of Hollywood, so I would, Google a production company and call them up and say...
Well, not directly. You would let, an agency. I would look up and see about, you know, become an actor, or just look up a local agency, acting agency that you can work with to be able, like here we have Model Placement Center, just to start out, to get you started, and ask them how to get started and how to get on their book.
Do extras get any money?
Yes, they do. And if you don't get money, I do not recommend, unless it's like a student film and you just want some kind of credit for your resume. They do pay, like for instance, but it's not much. I mean, you could work a 14-hour day and make $75. But it's, again, a good way to get started. And you got to understand, out your way is SAG. Here in Florida is a right-to-work state. So in the case of Florida, I would recommend people not become SAG, but in the case of L.A., to get higher-paying jobs, you do want to become SAG eligible, which means that you would eventually be one of paying, you know, you want to pay the dues and become a part of SAG.
Yeah, the dues are a penny or two, aren't they?
After now, the latest is, I don't know if it's changed, but after is the voiceover part of it, which I've done some projects with them, and as far as the talent itself, with the video game I did. But AFTRA and SAG are now one and the same. They're joined up.
I could do voiceovers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. All right, Shannon Rose, he'll be back on the show we call The Business of Life in Southern California on KVTA 1520. Look at your dial. Yes, you're listening to AM radio, informational talk, inspiring guest. And coming up here in the next segment, he wrote a book called Six Tires, No Plan, but we're going to be talking about something that I talk about in my workshops all the time, the art of learning how to focus. We're going to come back, take a quick little break. Shannon Rose, thank you, pal. Shannon?
Yeah.
He must be gone, Tommy. He must be gone.
He's there. He's saying hello.
Oh, hey, Shannon. Thank you for coming on. I'll have you back.
Problem.
Thank you, pal.
Thank you, man.
You appreciate it. All right, Tommy, let's take a little break. We'll come back. His name is Mike Rosenbaum. And interesting, he's an author, but he does a lot more. You'll find out what he does on the show we call The Business Life. Dedicating the show today to Cody Herman, Rio Mesa High School. He's joining the United States Marine Corps. We'll be right back.
Yolanda's Mexican Cafe has been serving Ventura County the finest in Mexican food and drink for 25 years. Visit one of their four family-friendly locations in Oxnard at 1601 South Victoria Avenue, Ventura at 2753 East Main Street, Camarillo at 86 Daly Drive, and in Simi Valley at 590 East Los Angeles Avenue. They've been voted the best margaritas, best happy hour, best Mexican food, and best salsa bar in Ventura County in a survey by the Ventura Star newspaper and the Reporter News magazine over the last 10 years. Each one of their restaurants has its own personality, with beautiful decor and also beautiful artwork. Yolanda's friendly staff is always available to assist in providing an enjoyable experience when you dine with them. Yolanda's has been serving their customers the finest Mexican food since February 1982. Please visit their website at yolandasmexicancafe.com to see the many menu choices. Come share in the experience of Yolanda's Mexican Cafe, the best Mexican restaurant in Ventura County. Yolanda's.
Troop Real Estate, with 12 conveniently located offices and 600 professional Troop agents to serve you. Troop specializes in bank foreclosures and short sales. So call or stop by any Troop office for a free list of all the foreclosures and short sales in the region. Record low interest rates and low prices makes now the perfect time to buy. With virtual tours on all Troop listings at www.troop.com. Troop does more and does it better. Go with the number one real estate brokerage in Ventura County. Troop Real Estate.
Are you tired of paying too much for your health insurance? Hello, everybody. This is Coach Ron Tunick. My insurance agent is Jim Nickel, and I buy my insurance from Jim. Hello, Jim. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Thanks, Coach. You know, after 18 years in business helping folks with a common sense approach to insurance and financial services, I can save you a lot of money on your health insurance. Just call Nickel Insurance and Financial at 642-1775 for a free checkup.
The business of life here in Southern California, from Santa Monica to Santa Maria. Welcome, welcome. So honored that you would take your time, and I mean it. Look, there's a lot of radio stations you can listen to. KVTA is a good one, one of the largest. Well, it is the largest talk radio station, number one talk radio station here in Ventura County, all of Santa Barbara County, all the way down to Santa Monica and all the way up to Santa Maria. Dedicating the show today to a young man who just graduated last night from Rio Mesa High School, his name, Cody Herman. And why do I dedicate the show to this young man? Because he got selected by the United States Marine Corps. He's going to go into boot camp in August. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, it's young men like this it allows us to go to sleep at night. It allows us to live the lives that we live, because he's putting everything on the line for us. And, of course, I do the Patriot Minute at the bottom of every hour, brought to you by Uproar.pro. We'll talk about them in a little while. But Cody Herman, bless you, pal. Hope you live to be 120. And thank you for everything you're going to do for our country, the United States Marine Corps. Yes, sir. All right, so our show, if you're just tuning in, it's a show about inspiring you to do better. We bring the best guests on that I can find that are experts in the country, authors, entertainers, people that have experienced highs and lows, but people who have been to the mountaintop, people who are very, very successful and figure things out. Today is no exception. You're here in the next segment. He wrote a book, and he's been on my show before. He wrote a book called Six Tires, No Plan. His name is Michael Rosenbaum, and when you read his bio, I love his bio. It says he's a great dad, a great husband, a friend, and a good listener. So, Michael, welcome back to the show. Why do you consider yourself a good listener? What do you mean when you say that?
Well, I was paying attention to what you were saying about Cody Herman and making the connection between him joining the Marine Corps and the subject of Six Tires, No Plan, Bruce Holly being a Marine, and thinking that maybe Cody can get a job at Discount Tire when he gets out, because some of the values that Bruce learned in the Marine Corps will help him build his company.
Amen. Well said. His dad, Richie Herman, owns a very, very successful construction company, so my guess is if he doesn't do a career in the Marine Corps, he'll have a job with his dad. You write this book. I don't want to take the whole segment on the book. I do want to mention the book, Six Tires, No Plan. It's quite a story. Tell us a little bit about the story, and then I want to get into something that you and I both agree it could be a life changer for our listeners if they understand what we're going to talk about in a couple of minutes. But let's talk about the book, Six Tires, No Plan. What's it about?
It's a story of a self-made billionaire. Bruce Hawley is the he ranks about number 80 on the Forbes 400 list, so clearly he's one of the richest guys in the country. Started out with nothing, failed in his business, failed in his first couple of business ventures, and opened a retail tire shop in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And the book traces not just his life, but the lessons learned along the way in building the business. And apropos of our discussion today about business focus, you know, one of the lessons that runs throughout Six Tires, No Plan, the whole book and his life, is really simple and something that we should all take to heart, which is figure out what works in your company and just focus on doing more of it. And when we talk about business focus, I mean, I tell everyone I'm trying to figure out how to take credit for the focus model that Holly created his company, but that's exactly the kind of business approach that we espouse at Quadrant 5, which is figure out what you do that works and then focus more of your time on doing that and less of your time on other things.
We're going to talk about focus in a minute here on the show we call The Business Life here on KVTA. It's a game changer. If you understand it, we'll get into it. But there had to be something else about Discount Tire. He was a genuine, down-to-earth, loved people. But what else? There was something else about him. What was it?
Well, I think one of the things about Holly is that he is other-focused. He's not always focused on just himself. He views his success in the context of other people. And so whether that was the customer or the employees that he hired, he viewed, he didn't invent the phrase win-win, but it was part of his successful approach to business. And I think as you meet his employees and you talk to people and you look at how they pay forward in the world, you see how much that can become a self-sustaining model. So I think that's an important issue.
He genuinely really was interested in that his customer left the premise better off than when they came. And then what happens, I guess, is a customer tells a friend or a family member, and then that's how you grow a business.
Yeah, you know, it's that simple and that complicated at the same time.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Let's get into, so before we get into the subject of focus, what are you doing with your life these days? You're an ex newspaper guy. Are newspapers dead?
Not quite, but very, very close. I can see a time when we'll have basically three or four, you know, maybe three national newspapers in this country. Not being an industry analyst, I suspect that USA Today, Wall Street Journal, and New York Times are going to be in that list. And whether they'll ever start being 100% electronic, I suspect the answer is yes at some point because that's so much more cost effective.
Can I challenge you on something? Yeah. You're a very bright guy. Just to me, technology, and I say it in my workshops, I'll say it to you, I think stunts people's growth. I really do. I don't want to get into it, but maybe when you come back, we can get into it. But just challenge you here for a second that when you read, you're using both sides of your brain. When you read, you open up a different chemical in your brain. When you read, you tell your brain that it's got to go to work, and that you're not. You know, you're not reading sound bites, so to speak. You're not reading 144 characters. So I would like to see somebody, not me, somebody with a scientific background, somebody that can really prove to the public that reading is a critical part to growing a life, to growing your mind, to all the areas of thinking. Your brain has to be challenged. Otherwise, we're all going to wind up like stunted.
Well, I think you're right. You know, I don't know how many years. Got to be close to 30 years ago. I made some small speech to a graduating class, or wrote a small speech for a graduating class, and it was about how we were becoming too dependent on pocket calculators. So this was before internet, and that as we learned to use pocket calculators more and more, we'd forget how to add and subtract, and if we got the wrong number on the calculator, we would never know. because it wouldn't look odd to us. And now multiply that by about 50 or 100 with technology, and I think you're 100% on target.
Well, I like you said, I hope someday one newspaper, some publisher, invest a little bit in studying why reading anyway, I don't want to go down that. So let's talk about focus. You talk about it. I talk about it. And again, I'll blame technology. It seems to me that technology gets us out of our game, gets us away from focus. We're looking for, I don't know what we're looking for. I said it to somebody this morning, instant gratification, and we all want to be liked. So somebody sends us a text or something on our smartphone, and we immediately go to it, and all of a sudden somebody else cares about us, we think. Am I right or wrong on that?
Well, you're right. I when I get on an airplane, I wait until the last possible moment to turn off my cell phone just in case someone sends me the most important email I've ever gotten in my life. And so far it hasn't happened, but one of these days I'm sure it will. You know, I think focus is part of the human condition. You know, we're always looking out of the corner of our eye for something else, and focusing is not something we're taught to do. We're taught to be open to all kinds of new ideas, which is important on one level. But sometimes what we do is create distractions for ourselves. And that goes back to that idea of figuring out what you're good at in your business and doing more of it. Let me give you an example that I had. I was working with a client a couple of years ago. I don't mention names. I don't want to embarrass people. But I was working with a client a couple of years ago, and we were talking about it was a business development project, how to get more people to sign up with them and how to get more people to refer with them. And he was talking about RFPs, or requests for proposals they would get from large companies. And RFPs often are a dead end for companies. They're often a way for the person submitting the RFP to keep their existing vendor in line or get a lower price from their existing vendor, but they don't change vendors. They just get a lot of bids. So the guy that's responding to the RFP is helping to reduce the margins for somebody else, but he's not going to get the business. And if he gets the business, it's because he underbid everybody else in the world. So I was talking with my client about how many RFPs he does. He said, well, we do about three a year. And I said, okay, and what do you do? And he explained to me the process, which involved pretty much the whole management team getting together and strategizing because it was going to be a big project. And I said, well, how many of these do you win in a year? And he said, well, we haven't won any yet, but we bid on about three a year. And I said, that's great. I said, what if I told you how you could give all of your senior managers 3 weeks off every year and not lose a dime of revenue? And he said, didn't pick up on it right away. And he said, well, how do I do that? I said, well, stop responding to RFPs. Because you get distracted, the whole management team gets distracted working on something that never brings in any extra revenue. And if you just took those weeks off, you would not change anything in your company except the frustration of not getting the business. Meanwhile, if they looked at where they actually do get their business from, and the whole management team had focused for 3 weeks on that, they probably would have gotten four new accounts. So here was a situation where the company was really good at getting business from smaller firms on a one-off basis, sending even cold calls out there. And instead of doing that, they were distracting themselves by focusing on something that never brought them any business. And the result was they were wasting an awful lot of management bandwidth and not building the company. So when I talk about business focus, I'm really looking at the things that create value in a business, the things that bring in customers, that bring in referrals, that bring in profits, and figuring out where you're spending a lot of time on things that, like, you know, the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, but nobody ever finds the end of the rainbow.
It's complicated. Talking to Michael Rosenbaum, everybody, the author of Six Tires, No Plan, the story of the Bruce Haley, the billionaire who started Discount Tires. On KBTA, the Business of Life here in Southern California, from Santa Monica to Santa Maria. Tommy, yeah, he's here. He's running everything. Going to take a break here in a minute. Our show brought to you by Uproar.pro. You can act like a pro, be a pro. Look, there's 100 million smartphones out there, and if you own a small to medium-sized business, you can get an app for as little as $500, an application for your smartphone and your business for $500. So, Michael, before we go to break, you know, I did a study one day that showed 128 things that a business owner had to do every day, 128 things. So when I get back from break, I want to challenge you. How do we figure out how to focus? What are the right things that we focus on? What did Bruce focus on? What did he do right at Discount Tire? There's thousands of tire dealers. He must have done something differently than the rest of them. He must have focused in on something differently. We'll find out from our wonderful guest on the show. We call The Business of Life. We'll be right back.
Yolanda's Mexican Cafe has been serving Ventura County the finest in Mexican food and drink for 25 years. Visit one of their four family-friendly locations in Oxnard at 1601 South Victoria Avenue, Ventura at 2753 East Main Street, Camarillo at 86 Daly Drive, and in Simi Valley at 590 East Los Angeles Avenue. They've been voted the best margaritas, best happy hour, best Mexican food, and best salsa bar in Ventura County in a survey by the Ventura Star newspaper and the Reporter News magazine over the last 10 years. Each one of their restaurants has its own personality with beautiful decor and also beautiful artwork. Yolanda's friendly staff is always available to assist in providing an enjoyable experience when you dine with them. Yolanda's has been serving their customers the finest Mexican food since February 1982. Please visit their website at yolandasmexicancafe.com to see the many choices. Come share in the experience of Yolanda's Mexican Cafe, the best Mexican restaurant in Ventura County. Yolanda's.
Troop Real Estate, with 12 conveniently located offices and 600 professional Troop agents to serve you. Troop specializes in bank foreclosures and short sales. So call or stop by any Troop office for a free list of all the foreclosures and short sales in the region. Record low interest rates and low prices makes now the perfect time to buy. With virtual tours on all Troop listings at www.troop.com. Troop does more and does it better. Go with the number one real estate brokerage in Ventura County. Troop Real Estate.
Are you tired of paying too much for your health insurance? Hello, everybody. This is Coach Ron Tunick. My insurance agent is Jim Nickel, and I buy my insurance from Jim. Hello, Jim. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Thanks, Coach. You know, after 18 years in business helping folks with a common sense approach to insurance and financial services, I can save you a lot of money on your health insurance. Just call Nickel Insurance and Financial at 642-1775 for a free checkup.
Welcome back to the show we call The Business Life Southern California. Woo, is it gorgeous here in Southern California, Santa Monica to Santa Maria, KPTA, number one talk radio station. And, of course, Tommy's running everything. He's got his own show every day from 5 a.m. to 9. That's how I start my day. I've been doing it for years and years. And his name is Tom Spence. He's a dear friend, and you know him. He's one of these givers. He gives back to the community in so many ways. I'm so blessed to have him producing my show. Our show, if you're just tuning in, is the show about inspiring you to do better, to bringing on the best authors, best CEOs, the most successful people I can find in the country to talk with us about how they did it or how their clients did. Today's no different. He's also a successful consultant and CEO of his own company. Wrote a book called 6 Tires and No Plan. We're talking about the concept of focusing. And before we went to the break, I asked Michael, what did Bruce Haley did? He must have focused on something differently than all the other tire dealers in this country.
I think it's always hard to go back 50 years and put yourself in somebody's head. But I think as you talk to him and you talk to his people, the focus was on how to get the customer to come back or how to get the customer to say something nice to their friends. All right? Now, you can putting on a tire, you know, because he's in the replacement tire business, putting on a tire is no different technology from one place to the next. But how you treat the customer while you're doing it or what you say to the customer when you're done is a big, you can make that difference. So I often say, you know, Bruce Haley at Discount Tire is not in the replacement tire business. He's in the tire replacement business.
I'm taking notes. How to get the customer to come back, and that's why a cheap plug for Uproar.pro. because these apps now, you're well aware these apps have this what's called push notification.
Sure.
And anyway, so let me go back to what we were talking about, and that is how do you, before I went to break, I said, I wrote down one day 128 things small business owners have to do. People are driving home here on the freeways in Southern California. They're packed, no texting, no driving. How do you get those two or three things, as you said earlier with your story, what are the two or three things that we all need to focus on? How do we find that sweet spot, Michael Rosenbaum?
Well, I actually have a half-day workshop that I do. It's called the Focus Workshop because I want people to understand what it's about. And one of the topics in there is how you work with your team. So let's take those 128 things that a business owner has to do in a day. I suggest that if we looked at that list, we would find that of those 128, there may be 128 things that have to be done, but it's not necessarily true that the business owner himself has to do it. And so part of the job for every business owner is figuring out what is it that actually has to be done. So maybe it turns out there's only 122 of those things that absolutely have to be done. And of those 122, the business owner himself only has to do 50, and the other 72 could be handed off to someone else who might be more appropriate because of the department they're in or they're different at a level closer to the customer or whatever it happens to be. So a big part of when we do the focus workshop and a big part when people begin to look at their own list, you know, to-do list, is not to just identify what it is that needs to be done, but identify what it is that they need to do, what it is that only they can do, and what it is that they can do best. Because when you start looking at the list, you find, well, I may be the best at doing this in the company, but I can hire someone for $7 an hour to do that, and meanwhile, I'm the only one who can do this other thing. So I should be spending less time on what I do best and more time on the thing where I'm the only one who can do it, based on either being the owner or being the CEO or whatever. So reallocating our time to focus our individual time where it does the most good for the company, and allocating our staff time to where it does the most good for the company is a tough process, but it's an intuitively simple process because everything makes sense along the way.
Now, would you come to the West Coast to do one of your focus workshops?
Absolutely.
And what is your website?
It's www.q5works.com.
Q5work.com, my
Work.
Wonderful guest. He'll be back many times. He has been back before on the show we call The Business Life, Michael Rosenbaum. So last question here, sir.
Yeah.
You've got a tremendous background. You worked in the newspaper industry. You wrote this best-selling book called Six Tires, No Plans. In America going forward, we just talked about focus. Take a minute here as what we have left. Isn't delegating and outsourcing an art and a science? If we could learn how to do that, wouldn't that improve our work lives dramatically?
It would, absolutely. And again, you know, when we talk about focus, and it's really figuring out what to delegate and what to outsource. You know, because often, too often, I think, and this is a mistake that Bruce Holly didn't make in building, you know, Discount Tire. Too often, people just look at it from the cost side of the equation. You know, if I outsource, I'll reduce these costs. But anybody who's dealt with a customer service department in India, and God love them, they're doing their best, but they're not local. They don't know what, you know, they don't know where Omaha is relative to Lincoln, Nebraska, or what have you. When you outsource or you delegate, you have to know why you're doing it and how it affects the customer. You know, the customer is the missing guest in so many things, and when you build a really focused organization, if you're not focused on the customer, if you're not focusing on how something gets that customer to buy from you, to come back to you, to give you more of their business, to refer you, you're missing a big opportunity to really build a huge profitable machine.
So well said, Michael, and in so many cases, these large corporations insult us. They think we're stupid, and you know, I got to have you back in a month or so, and I want to get more into this outsourcing and delegating, because I think as a small business owner, it's the one thing that I think if small to medium-sized business could really understand and really learn how to do those things. And I'm sure you talk about them in your workshop. If you want to find them, you can find them at qswork.com. Q, no, not QS, Q5, right?
Q5 Works, plural. Dot com.
Yeah, Q5 Work. Sorry, sir. Q5Work.com. And his name is Michael Rosenbaum. Michael, thank you for coming here to Southern California on KVTA, The Business of Life. I hope you come back. We'll continue the discussion. Next time you come back, let's get into the details of outsourcing. Let's get into the details of delegating. I think women are better at it than men, and we're going to need your help.
Oh, yeah, because I understand everything about women, so I would be perfect for
that. Well said. Michael, thank you for sharing your afternoon with us. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Tommy, dedicating the show to Cody Herman. He graduated last night from Rio Mesa High School. He's dedicating his life. Well, he's going in the United States Marine Corps here in August so that all of us and go to sleep a little better tonight, knowing that young men like this from Ventura County are putting everything on the line so that we can enjoy the life that we have. And Cody Herman from the coach and everybody at Gold Coast Broadcasting and Tommy and the crew here, thank you, pal. Appreciate it. You come back safe. And when you graduate from boot camp, love to put you on the air for a few minutes. Love to find out what it was like going through the United States Marine Corps boot camp down there in Camp Pendleton here in Southern California. We're going to come back in a minute or two. This gentleman has been on the show over the last several years many times. His name is Todd Patkin, and he wrote a book on happiness. What is happiness? We'll find out. We'll be right back.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me.